loudish.
Yeah, you have to enunciate so that you can see the waveform.
You made that up on the spot.
Hello, hello, and welcome. I'm Nick Korn. Joining me tonight are...
Caitlin!
And Paul.
And welcome to the Elite Goose Studios podcast, movie review number 2, Twilight. Okay, see, and that's, like, it's awesome.
Yeah.
The key of the Twilight, that's all I have to say for now.
Setting the bar high with a new low.
Oh, man, yes.
So, yeah, I think we should start off by just kind of, because we've all read the book, so I think we should just kind of just give our quick opinion on, like, the quality level of the book. So
okay.
So when we're talking about the movie, you can compare it kind of to that.
No, because if you want me to give my opinion of the book, I'm going to say thumbs, like, you know. Which way is this pointed? Is this pointed towards the heaven or the ground?
The ground.
Yeah.
Oh, emphatically.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. I assume that's because I'm not a teenage girl with fantasies.
See, I have a fantasy of being a teenage girl, specifically a teenage crippled girl. So this book was kind of like a dream come true.
Mm-hmm.
A teenage crippled girl with a man made out of marble, literally, who will do anything for her and could kill her and wants to. Wait, what?
Hey, some people juggle geese.
Okay, yeah.
In my way.
No, little goslings.
We can't fly yet.
Why are you being so mean to the baby geese?
Oh. Anyway, I read the book. I liked it to the extent that it was a fresh take on vampires, and there were some really cool characters, and some stuff happened. I had the biggest issues with the main characters, Bella and Edward, and, like, I just can't deal with them.
Yeah, I have to say, Bella and Edward were kind of a bit emo for me. I liked Alice a lot.
Yeah, Alice is cool.
I also, like, Charlie sometimes was frustrating, but I mean, they kind of put him through a lot of crap.
Go to Candy Mountain, Charlie!
Not that, Charlie.
They put him through a lot of crap, too.
Yeah, they did, wow. And
at least the Charlie in the book gets to keep his spleen.
Mm-hmm.
I mean...
But, okay, first of all, I hated to take on vampires, because they're not actually vampires. Like, I've always sort of not been completely in, like, in the understanding of, like, what a vampire is, whether a vampire is actually dead or not, or whether it's, like, you know, just, like, their body works differently and they need the blood of others to survive. Like if it was, like, if vampirism was, like, a degenerative disease, then, you know, I'm fine with it. But
some,
like,
people take it that way.
Some people, like, I really want to see how, I want to see the movie Blade, because I think
whatever
take they have, I would probably like.
Yeah,
I had to sit through
really
that. Like, I watched that, and I probably would have liked it if I hadn't been sitting through it with my dad going on about how he thought it was crap. So, as vampire stuff, it's all very subjective, like, who likes what.
Mm-hmm.
But in this, they're not vampires. Or even if they are, like they for the most part, drink the blood of animals. And, like, for the idea of, like, being, like, only drink the blood of animals, that, you know, I can get behind it. I mean,
That's just their family.
But I mean, like, just in the sense, like, that, okay, that fits with vampires, but aren't affected by garlic or crosses.
Yeah.
They don't melt in sunlight.
Most aren't.
Like, crosses, I can see, because crosses are kind of like a religious thing. Usually they only use the crosses when it's, like, pure evil, and then sometimes they have, like, the, well, it doesn't matter what it is so long as you believe in it.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, they don't have that sort of belief in some positive force. They're kind of, like, evil.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They sparkle in sunlight instead of melting and dying.
Yeah.
There's no coffins around. Not a single goddamn one of them asked, "What is a man?" Shatter a miserable little pile of secrets.
I don't think that's, like, a qualification for being a vampire.
Totally is! Like, okay, I want to see the entire Belmont clan hunt down, like, I just want to see him, like, walk out of the mist.
Uh-huh.
And be like, "Wah!" Maybe that's just me. See, that's, like, Castlevania has cool vampires. They seal Dracula's castle, which is ever-changing and sort of filled with evil. They seal it inside a lunar eclipse.
Cool.
Whoa.
Yeah, like, that's cool. And, like, Dracula, okay, Dracula's all-powerful, pretty much, except he can be trapped. But, like, that's the thing. In Twilight, there's no downside to being a vampire.
Yeah. Like, that's pretty true, actually.
Like, the downside is that, you know, if, like, you're driven to want to drink the blood of humans, or at least creatures. Right. And they're all like, "Oh, we can't do that. It doesn't fit in. It's not good. It's not moral." It's like, okay.
The biggest downside is just that you're emo. You have to wear the extra eyeliner and the lipstick. I mean, if you're a guy, now you're taking as much time to get ready in the morning as a girl, and you can't even see yourself in the mirror.
That's what must be what all the makeup is for. So that way, there's just like this plate of makeup that they see in the mirror, and it's like, "Oh, so that's where my face is." But, I don't buy it as vampires. And, you know, if you ignore the vampire part and actually look at it as sort of like a narrative, it's like, this isn't that great, too. Because in the book, it was just like, you know, like, teenage girl wants to, like, I don't even know, goes to live with her dad, who she's pretty much estranged with, and she doesn't make friends at school, and she's like, "I don't want to live here. Stuff. I'm on the ditch. I'm a ditch. I'm gonna die if I pick up a paperclip." You know, I don't. I was happy I never had drama in high school. So why would I want to read a book about it? Like I was lucky to escape it. There's no reason.
You're one of the few, and that's one of the reasons I think a lot of girls are identifying with it is because of the drama. And also, because the whole book is written like a fan fiction for some non-existent, like, universe.
Yeah. It's, like, that's the thing. It just reads like a teenage girl's fan fiction, because it's like, there's...
Have you read some teenage girl's fan fiction? Harry Potter, Vernon, slash fic.
Oh, my eyes. My brain.
Oh, God. My mind's eye. I don't know how to apply Clorox to that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just gotta, you'll never be the same.
Just think
and
about
that. You'll be two eyes short and have a hole, one of those little holes through your brain that's supposed to let out the bad spirits.
Oh, yeah.
This whole thing's written like a Mary Sue. Like, she's just putting herself in there with these fantastical things and this perfect, quote-unquote, perfect guy who I have so many issues with.
Yeah, Brickface?
Yeah. That's just the actor. Oh, but I mean, like, even the book itself is written in, I guess you could say, a bad way, because it's just, like, it's a fan fiction, it's a Mary Sue fic thing that girls just kind of put themselves into, which is why they like it so much.
Right.
And then the movie, which we're supposed to be talking about more, is just a really bad movie.
Yeah. Well, like, and if she was... like, a kind of blank character in the book, she's worse in the movie. Like, at least in the book, she had some level of personality to her.
Yeah.
Even if it wasn't, like, the best in the world, there were...
She had traits.
Right, she had traits. This just kind of doesn't.
Yeah. I'm still not sure how they did that. Like, the movie's, what, 2 hours long about?
Yeah.
They compress so much crap into it. Like, like that's the thing. Like, they just kept...
the cliff notes.
And they cut so much out, too. Like, a lot of the things that happened with her friend that wasn't really, like... She had, like, this one kind of, like, nemesis friend thing going on.
Yeah,
like,
the thing with Jessica.
That wasn't even there.
Yeah. No, the only thing that the movie did right over the book, I feel, is they added hints of, like... yes, we're guaranteeing you right now there are vampires in this universe. Even though it's not like you don't know Edward's a vampire. I mean, like if you weren't like one of the first people to pick up the book and go, "Oh, what is this? Twilight?" Then you come in knowing, okay, this is a book about a girl who falls in love with a vampire. But like, even still, like, reading the first part of the book, like, how, it's like halfway through the book before she goes, I knew three things. One, Edward's a vampire.
Yeah.
Two, I'm an emo bitch. Three, I don't want to be here anymore. Someone please put me out of all of our misery.
Yeah, the first part of the book was definitely really drawn out.
Mm-hmm. It was interminable.
Well, in the book, there was also the series, a lot more of the drama with the other boys that were, like, in her class that were crazy.
Yeah, it was
about
just all high school drama.
Right.
Yeah.
Again, like, I don't know how they did that. Like they put that in the movie so much as, like, there was a scene where those boys were standing in, like, right next to Bella.
Yeah.
And then they cut to another scene. Like, there was, they had no concept of segue in this movie. Like, it was just like, here's the next thing. But they left.
You'll notice they rode around these really old cars. If they had concept of segue, they would have been.
But yeah, like, they just keep giving you new stuff. But they left out, like, characters.
Yeah.
And development and...
They don't put, like, a platform to tell the story on. They're just like, hey, just, it's a story with people you don't know.
Like the characters were barely believable in the book. Here, there's not even characters to believe in. Mm-hmm. You can clap your hands all you want. Shit ain't gonna happen.
Yeah. In terms of the book, like, stuff starts happening in, like, the second book and third book. Like, stuff happens, like, constantly in those books.
The first one's just, I don't know, like, about the second one. The second one...
More happens
Well,
in the
more
second
happens,
one.
But there's this whole phase in this second one that I can't really talk about.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. But it's like, there was part of the second one, I was just sitting there thinking, when is this part going to end? And it just kind of dragged. But then it got better than the first book, I thought.
Yeah, they're definitely better than the first one.
And eventually the books start dealing with more vampires, you know?
Yeah.
Like you were saying, this one really, like, they're not vampires. As it gets going, you get more vampires, but they still don't... The garlic is out.
Well, like
sunlight.
Like,
you know,
vampire
sparkles.
Interactions could be cool. But, and it's weird. They're almost like the... Like a special forces team of vampires. Because each one has, like, their special ability. And it's I'll buy that vampires could have that, and that's actually, like, a cool thing. Like, if you want to make, like, a vampire superhero team, that would be cool. They don't, like...
League of extraordinary vampires.
Well, that's kind
vampires.
Of... They don't explain it so much in here, but that's kind of how vampires work, is that when a human becomes a vampire, if the human has a particularly strong trait, or, like, a part of who they are, it gets transferred over and amplified when they become a vampire.
Yeah.
So they get these powers and
See,
stuff
but they just
happens.
Completely ignored that from the movie. It just, they're like, oh... Edward can read minds, and...
Alice can tell the future.
Yeah.
They don't even talk about Jaspers.
I seem to remember the entire thing with her running away from the vampires that are hunting her down was so much more intense in the book.
Yeah. Like, it really was. Like they were like, we've been out here for a week, I'm sitting in a motel, when is this going to stop? Like,
She has to, like, trick, what's her name, the Alice...
Yeah. Oh, yeah, she's gonna
trick Alice into not figuring out what she's gonna do, which is, like, crazy, and she doesn't even think about it in the movie.
And she just, like, is like, oh, they're at the bar, I'll go now! And then car, and then next scene, and it's like,
Yeah, there's a lot of bad acting and bad directing
what
and bad
acting?
Camera work. And
there was script reading, I'll give it that.
Yeah.
Ugh.
It's kind of like they skimmed the book, they took the key lines out of the book, and they were like, oh, the lion fell in love with the lamb, you say that now, right?
The lion fell in love with the lamb, I'm like, what? It's like, if you just put music behind it, it would be an emo song.
Yeah.
Except, they put music behind it, and they didn't do it right.
The special effects, too, it's just we're speeding up the film, it's so obvious. They're running fast.
Yeah.
All it needed was like the after image and the $60 billion double dollar man million whatever. That's all it needed.
Well, I just remember in the book, like, when he's running around with her and stuff, they kind of, like, you know, they spent some time a little bit on it, and it was kind of like, you know, supposed to be kind of almost cool a little bit.
Yeah.
And the movie, it was just like...
She's like, hey, you're on my back, I'm running, woo!
Well, you almost expected, like, you were going to see the strings, like, pulling them
across
the stage.
It
was
really,
so bad.
Like,
no, yeah, that's flat. What... Because they describe it as, like, he moves at a speed where I couldn't even see how fast we were going, and I didn't look ahead. And it was so fluid, it was like we were barely moving at all. They did not describe it in the book as we were pulled uphill on a dolly by people off screen.
It looked just like a tractor beam was dragging us along.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's do like specific character.
Oh, there were characters? I did not notice.
Specific individual analyzations, I'll call them. Let's start with Bella.
Bella to you too, or Sala?
Okay.
I keep the entire show. Sorry.
I can't tell if it's because of, I think it's probably both, but like between the actress's acting, quote unquote, and the director's directing, quote unquote, she comes off as this like completely like emotionless, flat, emo person.
Yeah, like almost cold and bitchy. Like,
yeah.
Really close. I mean, not so much bitchy, but
she's just
She like doesn't have any traits. Like these things happen around her, but she doesn't react. She doesn't like, or what she does is like, just like it's not even realistic.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, well, in,
it's either like over the top and totally inappropriate for that.
Yeah.
Well, and for what I know, like for the character that the fan base has built Bella up to be, like. This should be really emotional for her, and she shows none of it.
Yeah.
It's just
yeah.
like, you love this vampire guy, you want to change your life around to live to be with this vampire, you're going to become a vampire maybe? Like, Jesus, like, show some expression or something, anything, yeah. not just, I want to become a vampire.
Please, make me into a vampire. No, I cannot make you into a vampire.
One.
Next scene! Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty much how it resolves things. It's like, hey, we're gonna cut over here now.
It's like, wait, oh, the book's not over yet! Mm-hmm. Like, they went
Look,
almost
we
scene
are
by scene.
Fiercely.
Yeah.
And fucked up every part of it. Because, like, okay, if you, like, give a character a trait, or do, or have the character do something that gives you an insight to what they're thinking.
They're going to want a glass of milk to go with it.
Go on, hon.
Then they will have, like, you can make it so that the actions they take or the responses they take can make some sort of sense in context. Like, you can isolate the events of the movie and have things make sense the way they are presented.
Yeah.
They don't do that. Like,
no.
Things happen, and on occasion they respond, but there's no basis for it.
Most of the time they don't.
Yeah. Oh, no, that one scene where they were sitting, like, on the cliff, and she was just asking him questions.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's not the way you put that in a movie. Like,
yeah.
Okay, like, it's... Like, first of all, since, you know, things just happen, you don't even think about, like... I almost found myself not knowing what was coming next, because it's like there wasn't even in the context of real life. Like, in real life, you expect things to happen one after the other, and there'd be consequences.
Yeah.
This didn't have that. Things were just happening. So... But it was even more out of place when they go from just this, like an event to just, like, they're sitting and she's asking questions. Like, that's a thing you would expect to happen.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, you wouldn't expect it to happen in this movie because things happen randomly. It was either something or nothing, and it was usually nothing anyway.
Sure.
But that's not how you put that in a movie. Like, you'd be like, at least have them, like, walking through the forest, and, like, as they're walking upon things in the environment for them to interact with and actually do on camera. Like,
yeah.
This isn't... I haven't seen Frost Nixon, but, like, that's an interview about where they're, like, sitting in chairs asking each other questions.
Mm-hmm.
Fine. This is a movie about vampires who play baseball.
The baseball scene.
Yeah.
Not that we saw much of it. We kind of skipped
a
lot.
Yeah. When it comes to movies made out of books, I, for one, am very picky about details that are changed when there's absolutely no reason for them to be changed.
Yeah.
Like, well, when you've read the book.
Yeah.
First Blood, Rambo, was based on a book. I've never read the book. I haven't seen the movie either, but, like, I think that's more to do with, like, your, like, people's... When you read something and you have your own idea and then they change your idea, you're
yeah.
like, that's right. fucked up because you're not me, and that's a different issue. That's a psychological issue more
than,
like...
I would guess that the Rambo book would be more about, like, shooting people and less about the people, or was it, like...
No.
A real book.
Well, no, that's the thing. Like, people usually don't get this, and I'll just sum this up quick, but like, like in First Blood, the first Rambo movie, Rambo only kills one guy because the entire movie is about, or the book and the movie is like he comes back from the war and it's about him not being able to readapt to society, basically. Mm. So I.
Right.
Like I said, I don't know, I haven't read the book or seen the movie, so I can't say much about it.
That's pretty much all I know about it, too.
Yeah. So it's like, but that was based on a book, but, you know, I actually found out about that through the article, eight kick-ass movies based, that you didn't know were based on books. And there was a bunch of cool ones on there, and it was like, oh, wow, I really did not know it was based on a book. But the thing is, like, regardless of the fact that after that it went on to just be, you know, Splatterfest, like, I've never heard anybody complain that, oh, First Blood was nothing like the book. Like, you know, it's, like, if you can make a movie, like, when you make a movie, even if it's based on a book, you have to consider it as a movie.
Mm.
Like, that means, yes, things will have to be changed, things will have to be taken. Like, okay, Twilight was told from Bella's perspective, like, it was a first-person book.
You can't do that in a movie.
Yeah.
Well, they had voiceovers from the line point, and it was worthless almost. Like, it was just there to say, like I knew three things that day. Edward was a vampire. Yeah. Some of that. It's just...
The lines that they had to say it because it was a big line in the book, and everyone loved that line, but the only way to say it was through inner monologue.
Yeah. Like they just... I cannot get over the fact that this, like, quote-unquote movie, like, it is a sequence of pictures put on a roll of film, okay, but as a movie, meh, it was a machine to grind money out of fangirls.
Yeah, pretty much.
Hey, I gave them my fangirl money.
But, yeah. Alright, so Bella, in the book, Bella... Again, was, like, at least kind of a believable character. Believable for an annoying teenage girl who's, you know, put in a situation that she really doesn't want to be in, so she does nothing but whine. But she was, you know, she was a klutz. She had this, like, she was sort of, like, girly. She had traits.
Yeah.
They don't do that in the movie. It's so... Yeah.
There's really not a whole hell of a lot more. I mean, like, it was bad.
It was so bad. Okay, what we can say is that Edward had a brick for a face.
Yes.
Yeah, I really don't get this obsession. Like, when I was... I actually went to see it in the theater because my best friend was like, oh my god, we have to go see it because it was amazing and stuff.
Because, oh my god!
Yeah, and I have a big issue with the fangirls because... When they were in the, like, in the movie
Edward
theater, they shriek every time Edward gets on screen, but it's like, they're shrieking over the character, not the actor, and I think they're just calling the actor hot because he's playing Edward and he's supposed to be hot.
Which, they're confused.
Yes, very.
But it's also interesting, because, like, there's the people who will complain when the movie version isn't what they pictured in their mind from the book. Then there's also the people who don't care and will obsess over the character whatever iteration they're in. I think those are the people who write fan fiction, because they will just start messing up the character and but still be like, oh, it's the character.
Yeah. Just like, no.
But, yeah. It's, but yeah, face like a brick. Jeez.
Edward. It's sorry.
Wrong Edward.
I know. I saw it on the floor and I looked at it and I thought, hey, Edward. Bet you if we told the fangirls that this was Edward, they'd think he was hot, too.
That's what they do think he's
there
hot.
There already are fangirls for Edward.
Yeah.
Man, I'd give an arm and a leg to... No.
I'd give my whole body.
Anyway. The casting in this is really bad, too.
Ooh, the what?
Yeah. The casting.
Yeah, no, that boot that, like, she had at the end of the movie was just, like, crazy.
Like, when I'm reading a book, I picture things completely wrong, which I was telling you about.
Yeah.
Like, and you saw...
Because you don't pay attention. Like, you don't hold on to the details so much. You just kind of...
I don't read.
Get the overall.
I can read, but I don't. I'm voluntarily illiterate.
Uh-huh.
See, I only volunteer to be illiterate in third world countries.
Oh, see, I would do that, but I'm a bilingual illiterate. I can't read in two different languages.
Oh my god. Anyway.
Yeah, so...
Details.
Details. Which details?
And, like, characters and stuff, like, specific... Characters. You're saying how you read... You, when you read, you don't necessarily imagine things the way that it's written.
So, you know... That means, like, when I come in, I understand that what I imagine a character should be like doesn't stand for Jack. Even still, none of these characters fit the personalities of the characters in the book.
Like, also, I really swear there was a scene where one of their vampire buddies tries to eat Bella. Like, not tries to, but, like, lunges, you know, and they had, like...
Jasper does.
Right, and he's got no self-control. Skipped right over that.
Yeah, they again, they don't, like, show any of the characters' personalities.
Yeah, it's
like
whole,
at all.
Everything with Jasper, that whole thing with Jasper was really interesting in terms of, like... Compared to the movie, in the book, that could have been a thing in the movie that would have made the movie more interesting.
Yeah.
But it was just there to, you know, churn out money from the fangirls, like you've been saying.
Like, they made the events of the book, but nothing that made it a good story.
Mm-hmm.
Which, no comment on whether or not it's a good story for now, but it's, who else was in it? What about God, the Native American kid.
Oh, Jake,
Yeah.
He actually looks way better when he has his regular short hair as opposed to the wig.
Yeah, I'm not really sure why they felt like it was necessary to make the Native American kids have long hair.
He's supposed to have long hair. No, that's all because he cuts it later.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I still say, I was still expecting his grandfather, father?
As his dad.
I was still expecting his dad, even though he would be in a wheelchair getting out of a pickup, to come out with a full, like, triangle headband, feather headpiece thing going on, and just be like, I'm Native American, let's watch the game.
How are the
baseball team doing?
What team were they for?
Oh, I don't even remember.
Yeah. I almost said Red Sox. I think I'm the only Red Sox fan in the state. Yeah.
God, that would be so horrible and great at the same time. Like, they didn't even do anything ballsy in this movie.
Yeah.
Like, the only song...
They did play baseball. That was pretty ballsy.
Except, they didn't, I swear in the book, that scene fit in. But I think that was because they did more characterization where, like, Bella actually started becoming part of the family.
Right.
And so they would let her into things like that.
Was they, like, that whole thing with Jasper, even though Jasper was like, I'm gonna, like, try and eat you right now, it was like a bonding moment. Like, they got closer because they tried to eat each other.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know why, but the baseball scene stood out as so out of place in the movie. Even though it is kind of necessary for the... Well, that's the thing. It would be necessary... Well, it's necessary for when the new vampires...
The evil vampires.
Yeah, for when the other clan comes in and meets the Cullens.
Mm.
Right.
But, it wasn't as necessary because they introduced them earlier in the movie, which I still say was a better idea because, like, up until, like, the baseball scene in the book,
you don't
was
know.
Intolerable.
Yeah.
I was just like, what is... Nothing is happening.
Well, and also, in the baseball scene in the book, you get, like, because they were closer, like, not only was the baseball scene more effective because they were closer, but the whole thing with their enemy vampires coming in, they're circling up around her, kind of, like, trying to protect her from
them. Yeah, they all moved to protect her.
Right, that felt more, like, arguably the book had, you know, maybe the book wasn't that powerful all in all, but that scene was one of the better scenes in the book.
Yeah.
Because of that connection.
Because stuff started actually happening, too.
And there was all kinds of stuff with Rosalie in the book.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Did not get any of that
they
in the
didn't
movie.
Do it. Nope. Yeah.
And all of this stuff is, like, character development that made the book tolerable, whereas...
It made it interesting.
Yeah. Like,
yeah.
I personally liked the book, but I like chick flicks, so,
Yeah, me too. I mean, I liked it. I really don't...
The last chick flick I liked was Silence of the Lambs. What? It had a strong female lead?
No. Yeah, okay.
A lot of logic.
Strong female lead who gets eaten. And it's not probably true, but...
No.
You get my point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, like, I totally forgot what I was going to say now.
Me too. Something about something.
Yeah.
Edward would know what you were going to say. My beautiful Edward. My beautiful, sparkling, and shining Edward. He's mine. All mine. Stay away from him.
I remember what I was going to say. I was going to say, like, I like the book, but I don't get why everyone is saying it's, like, the next Harry Potter series, because it really isn't
that makes no sense.
That great.
It's not.
It's, I'd give it, like, a B minus or B at most.
I know why.
Why?
Cedric Diggory.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Obviously, the actor who plays Cedric, and I totally forgot about that. He's become Edward in my mind now.
Really?
Edward.
Yeah, this actor
really?
Plays Cedric Diggory in the fourth movie.
He's the one who got killed, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
and
man.
Actually, in Harry Potter, I thought he did a better job.
He did.
Yeah, no, he was like, a character. Like, I actually saw I saw that movie, and it was pretty good, not just because it was based on a better story, in my opinion, but, like...
Yeah, the fourth one was good.
But,
I like the fourth one.
Starts getting dark.
What do you call it? Like, he didn't seem like a blank slate.
Yeah.
Right. See, okay. Well, in the book, I didn't even like him, but in the movie, because of the actor, and because mostly, actually, the father with the whole, my son, he actually, like, I sort of believed that that was believable, you know, to me. Like, I mean, it was kind of crazy looking, but it drew me into the event. And in the book, I didn't care. Like, he died, and people were like, what's the matter with you?
He died. Oh,
pity.
Move on.
Yes. Right. Well, I guess in the book,
the guy
was all wrapped up, like,
died.
I was thinking, oh, someone's gonna die, it's gonna be Hagrid or Harry or Ron, and I was like, who's it gonna be? And then it was, like, Cedric Diggory. I was like, who cares? Cedric Diggory, like,
That's true. I hadn't thought that. In the book, it's like there was no. His death didn't really have emotional impact. I don't know if that's an effect of the actor or just.
No.
See, like that's the thing. Like when you make a movie out of a book, you need to make decisions like that about where to place the emphasis.
Yeah.
And it didn't have it here.
No.
I was about to say. What the hell was I about to say?
Oh, say.
Can you see?
I was thinking more of wait. They don't love you like I love you.
Nah.
Wait! They don't love you like I love you.
Oh, I thought it was wait, like, you know, you weigh me down to the bottom of the ocean.
Yeah, well, that's the mafia version of that song.
Right.
Anyway, characters.
The only song that they needed in this movie was the Stalker song to play whenever Edward was on screen. Because, like, all of the scenes where he's, like, in her room and then suddenly not in her room.
Yeah.
Isabella.
like when her or Charlie turns around to be like, I thought there was somebody in it. He just needs to lean his head into the window and be like, whoo? They wouldn't even have to change the movie. Like, if you left the script the same, but you just change the action,
you can make
this
it
movie
a comedy.
Could be hilarious.
Yeah.
And like, all the time that someone says, I'm watching you, or I've been watching you, or we're watching you, like, oh my god, the stalker opportunity's there.
There's so many. It's like,
stalker options.
Stalkers
are up.
Okay, the character of Edward on that topic of being stalker, I don't get why everyone says he's such... He would be, like, you know, the perfect boyfriend. He is creepy as all hell.
Yeah, he's watching you.
He wants to
eat you. Watches you when you're sleeping.
And he's creepy. He's like...
He just creeps into your bedroom, like, waking up from your being
asleep. Hey, baby, wake up from your sleep. We have arrived unto the future.
Everything is...
Yeah, I mean, he's a creepy stalker. He's completely, like, obsessive and overprotective.
And he's totally got this guilt thing going on.
Yeah,
it's
he
totally
blames
unbearable.
Everything on himself.
Yeah.
But he kind of had something like that in the book.
I know.
Of course.
Oh, well, yeah, no, in the book
no,
he's
unbearable.
No, I'm
saying
too.
The character of Edward
in
general.
Edward
like,
in general
as it's
is, like...
Is not that great.
Like, I almost... Well, god damn, this not being the second book yet.
I know!
I know, you wanted to say things about the second book.
Well, because, like,
Spoiler alert, you all suck for not having read the second book yet, so I can't talk about it.
That's the thing, though,
First book doesn't make you want to read the other
ones. Yeah, no. I am not going to read the rest of the books, because by the end of the first book, I did not give a shit about any of the characters. And that's, the second movie is in post-production, and it's been put on hold, because there's a plagiarism case out against Stephanie Meyer, about whether or not she wrote the book or whether she stole it from her college roommate. I really hope she did steal it from her college roommate.
Because it would
explain why the story and the movie based on it were so horrible. Because if the original person, the person who's, child this story is, makes sure it's good, or at least makes sure that it's not something they're ashamed of. Because otherwise they would take their name off and they would, they would have, standards. Mm-hmm. This, both of, I just hope in the cockles, the subcockles of my heart that
subcockle regions
that the reason that the movie and again in my opinion the book were so bad was because the person doing it didn't care. Like that's the only excuse I'm willing to give it. It's not even you just having a bad day. The book is written over many days. It's like I was having a bad time when I was writing the book.
But yeah, that Edward.
He's like a brick. When he gets hit by the car, I still think. Was it you that sent me those comics? Were the ones where it's they should have just had like it was in that comic where it's just like he doesn't like push her out of the way or anything when the car's about to hit her. He just sort of all of a sudden appears in front of her between her and the car, and then the car hits behind him and he's just no, it's okay. And then he walks away. it's completely unfazed. The kid in the car gets thrown out the windshield and bleeding.
There's a girl I watch on DeviantArt who does a lot of comics with the Twilight characters, and all the people who watch her agree that they like her versions of the characters better than the actual ones, because it's actually interesting, and she does really funny comics and stuff, and her name is White Dog One, number one.
It's kind of like there was a fanfic for Evangelion that was called Warhammer 40K and Shinji, and it's just what if Shinji played Warhammer 40K when he was a kid? And as a result, he has better connections with his family because his dad gets really into it and helps with stuff. And he's more badass, and he's got these different, the three generals from each of the different armies, or four of, or I can't even remember exactly, I think it's four, talk to him and give him advice, and each one of them represents some different part of his psyche. And it's really cool.
I still need to read that, actually.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I mean, it gets crazy, crazier and crazier as it goes. And
so did Ava.
Well, yeah. But then there are some things, sometimes it'll explain things in its own words that make crazy shit that happened in Ava make a little bit more sense. Yeah. Even if that's not quite what they intended, it kind of reconciles you a bit with it.
It's like, all right, let's make a compromise. Here's what they said. Here's what it means. We're going to meet you sort of over here.
Right. But it came out very cool.
It's like they wanted chicken cordon bleu. Here's some bacon wrapped around nuggets. You get the idea.
Nuggets of gold.
I need to wrap bacon around something and eat it. I just don't know what.
You are making me really, really hungry. And by the way, barbecue chicken sub.
I love
those. When ordered one, and the guy was like, chicken tender sub? I was like, yes. And he didn't give me barbecue sauce on it. Whole thing, no barbecue sauce, but thank God I had an Izzy. Buy Izzy's now. Shameless plug. Izzy, you want one.
This movie's bad. It's a lot of fun to watch and make fun of, though.
Oh, man, we gotta do the riff track thing.
Riff tracks are hard to make, because you gotta be, clever and crap.
Yeah.
We had some good ones.
Yeah, we did.
If we had been recording that, then we could have just listened to it, written them down, and gone back and just said the ones that were good. That would have been amazing.
I don't want to watch this again.
That's the problem. I couldn't stand to do it all over.
Okay. I don't hold the book in high regard.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, the movie did, like, I enjoyed the book better than the movie, and I am somebody who will almost never say that. Like, ignoring the fact that this is a movie based on a book, looking at this movie in, you know, the context of movies and filmmaking, this is quite possibly the worst piece of shit film I have ever seen.
You have to see Manos, Hands of Fate.
Manos, Hands of Fate.
Yeah, Manos, the Hands of Fate.
Okay, I'll see that, but, like, and I saw Weekend by Jean-Luc Godard. That, I don't even know they threatened to kill Napoleon with an axe. Cars were burning. The garbage truck guy was eating a sandwich.
And movie, that's all you remember from that movie?
Movie was like 4 hours long. That's all I remember. There was this one scene where they were just spinning. There was a piano!
It's okay, it's gone.
Like, that's an art film, and I hate art films.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And this was worse than an art film. And they had that one moment when he was dying, when they're like, we're gonna get artsy.
We're gonna be artsy!
Yeah.
It's like, what? No, it's too late for you assholes to pull that shit and be like, it's an art movie, it can be bad. No. Too fucking late.
That would have been crazy if they remade this movie as an art movie comedy.
I think we should screenplay the if Twilight was 10 times.
Yeah, I was actually I have it up down there.
Yeah, that's what it saw me in writing.
Yeah. How many characters is it? Is it 3 characters?
There are a couple.
But not all. There's, I don't think there's ever more than 3 in 1 scene.
We can take the shock user as a shock puppet, do an extra voice.
I'm Edward Cullen. Oh, Ben, I love you. But I'm afraid I'm going to drink your blood. Bella, I want to eat you. Oh, that's okay. I'm going to love you. I am completely dedicated to you. No, seriously, I want to, like, drink your blood. That's okay. What part of this are you not getting? Seriously, stay away. I cannot stay away. Stay away. Stay away.
Be kind of like Pac-Man falling in love with one of the ghosts. With Inky, Blinky, and Pinky.
What about Sue?
Sue's a girl. That would be too normal.
Well, what if it's Pac-Man? And what if it's Miss Pac-Man?
Miss Pac-Man, then.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
How come they never had Kid Pac?
No, they did. They did. They had Pac-Man Jr.
Oh. No, I know they had Kid Pix.
Yeah, I love that stuff.
Man.
I used to make slideshows. Made them into movies.
Anywho.
Anyway.
So, Twilight is the worst excuse for filmmaking since, let's name all of the bad movies we can think of. Like, bad,
oh,
not
dear.
Even...
Bad, not,
even,
not
worth,
even good?
Like, not even B-movie quality, just, like, bad.
Oh, the one with the, The Killer Tomatoes. They
Attack
were watching.
Of the Killer Tomatoes is not a bad movie.
I need to watch that. Like, that's a B
me?
Movie.
It's
that
a B movie.
Hilarious.
It's a B movie. It's hilarious.
Okay.
Like, it's not bad as in terrible. Well, I mean, like, it is, I guess, a bad movie. But it's,
you can derive
you can
pleasure from
it.
That's true. There was that scene where they were all cramming themselves into that office. That was pretty funny.
I love that part.
Oh, they had a Hitler movie they were watching. Mm-hmm. It was like glorifying Hitler almost. It was really,
really?
Bad. Yeah, it was so bad. No, Spring Time for Hitler is an entirely different thing. Hilarious. This was like the whole movie begins where they go into this concentration camp and this guy's like in the shower thing, like about to be gassed. Like, no, here's the gas people. Then they leave and they bring the next group in and they give them soap. Mm-hmm. And it's like they made it out of the fat from the gas people, right?
Yeah.
And then they bring the guy out, and he's like a director or something, and the whole thing is they want him to make a movie that's going to reignite Hitler's hatred of the Jews so they can start off this whole Holocaust thing all over again and bring Hitler back to being the Fuhrer that he's supposed to be. And it's the most disgusting abomination I have ever seen in my life.
Huh. I still want to see Inglourious Basterds.
Oh, yeah.
I've heard of it. I don't know really what it is, though.
There's a kid with a giant machine gun. He's going, and running through the sewer. And that's all you see of him in the trailer. There's no explanation for why he's doing that.
Wow.
Yeah.
I can't think of any, like, Really bad movies bad, off the top of my head. I probably, like, repressed the memories of watching them.
Did you guys ever see the, like, cartoon All-Stars Against Drugs video?
No.
No?
No, I don't know this one.
I should show... It was, like, this big anti-drug video that, like... It was, like, Bugs Bunny, Winnie the Pooh, Tiny Toons, like, Garfield, like... I don't even remember it, but it was one of the videos I had, and I watched it all the time because I didn't watch things when I was a kid. Like, used to be I didn't like, pay attention to things I saw or read. Now I just don't pay attention to things I read, so... I'm moving up, but...
Like, Dr. Horrible is moving up in the world.
Got a PhD in horribleness.
That new catchphrase?
Must be. Dr. Cullen. Is there anything interesting about him?
They don't go into it.
Yeah. Like, they don't. Like, because he was, like, the original one.
Yeah, yeah. He's at least the first
of that
clan.
Like, yeah, how old was he supposed to be in the book?
A million years. He was only a couple
hundred.
Yeah, a couple hundred.
That's the other freaking thing. Mm-hmm. Like, Edward's supposed to be, like, 130-some-odd years old, right?
Well, she says that he, sometimes you speak like you're from another time period.
He doesn't.
But he doesn't.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. In the movie, he does it. I didn't feel like he really did in the book.
No.
Well, like, he's adapted more to it. There's times, like, where he doesn't use consonants and stuff, and he kind of uses old-fashioned words for things and things like that. Yeah.
Oh, I never noticed that. But, like, he... I don't care... If you are 130 years old, you are not going to be high school or emo bullshit.
Yeah.
You're either going to learn how to... Like, you're either going to learn how to live with the world, like they were doing, and, you know, like dressing normally and having a fancy mansion, and you're going to figure out how to be fucking happy in life and confident and shit, or you are going to go Dracula, and if you're going to be emo, you're going to go... full on it. Live in a cave, be surrounded by bats, play the organ, cape.
We had the best vampire character that was like one of the ones that went all the way Dracula, but he wasn't like, you know, Dracula's like, kind of like, I'm scary and I have terrible power and I'm really sexy and others love me. This guy was like, he went the Dracula route, but he went more old and creepy and, thinks that he's Dracula, but he's not, and it was great. We had a lot of fun with that. That was something Chris and I did back in high school.
I still want to see, like, you know Carl from Aqua Teen Hunger Force?
Mm-hmm.
I think so, yes.
Just like,
yes!
Balding guy, blue sweatpants, same dirty wife beater wearing all the time. I want to see a vampire like Carl. like he's not suave, he's not rich. It doesn't matter how long he's lived, he just, like, drinks beer and is fat and lazy.
And watches NASCAR. We're making a left turn!
And then, like if he wants to, like, drink blood, he has to, like, hire a hooker. And he doesn't even get to drink your blood. He's like, you're a loser! And just, like I don't even watch him when he's away from me. And he's like, oh man. Because there's always, like, suave vampires. I'm behind suave. Yeah. Vampires.
Yeah.
Like,
finds out that hookers don't take Confederate dollars.
Like,
Confederate Nazi vampires.
Whoa.
That's the future. And then with those little their zombie underlings, then you could have Confederate zombie Nazis.
Uh-huh.
Well, what was it?
And they kick puppies.
Vampire werewolf women of the SS.
Yeah.
They're actually coming out with that. Rob Zombie produced. Sorry.
Yeah.
Those vampire... Well, werewolf women. Werewolf women, or what were they?
Vampire werewolf.
No, vampire werewolf. Lesbian werewolf
something.
Women of the SS.
Hot.
It has something to do with werewolves, women, vampires, lesbians, and the SS.
Sign me up.
Hobo with a shotgun.
Yeah.
Man, I want to watch Falling Down again. I should do a podcast on that. But... Never mind.
It's okay.
Are we done?
Yeah. I think
this is a wrap.
There's so much more, like, bad, but I'm not gonna go through and nitpick all this.
It's, like,
badness.
Not even worth it.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Like, I do not watch this movie. Do not watch it to make fun of it. It's not even worth that. Oh.
I don't know, I've been enjoying myself making fun of it.
Yeah, but, like,
once. You could watch it once.
Yeah.
To
make fun of it.
And then you never want to see it again.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, you know, you can fly this close to the sun, no more, or you die. Like, you know.
And unfortunately, in this case, when you die, you don't become invincible and shiny.
You're not supposed to be shiny! Like, God. I can't do this anymore. Wrap up the podcast. I can't do it.
Sum it up. Twilight, the book, was pretty outrageous and kind of bad, and the movie is just downright
horrible. Has a PhD in horribleness.
But it had a bootiful ending.
Enough with the boot jokes.
Alright,
we're done. Good night, everyone. Or good morning, or good afternoon.
In case I don't see you again, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
Okay. Alright.
Music for this episode was Vampire Killer Remix by DJ Heavyface. It was found on Underground Audio Portal.
Alright, this is the part where we check audio levels. So okay. I'm gonna be like, yo, I'm some guy, and now you're gonna be like,
hey, I'm some guy too.
Sweet, and you are?
I'm a girl!
Awesome! Okay.
Whoa! Wait. Girls on the internet?
Only on split screen.